It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis gives his annual State of the State address this morning. It's a chance for Polis to reflect back on an unprecedented year of challenges and to lay out his agenda for the upcoming legislative session, which is just getting underway after a one-month delay. CPR will carry the speech live on air and online at 11 a.m. You can blame Colorado's recent exceptionally cold temperatures on the polar vortex, which made its way into much of the U.S. this past weekend. So what is the polar vortex? CPR climate reporter Michael Elizabeth Sackis explains.
The polar vortex is cold air that usually circulates around the North and South poles. The jet stream that keeps the cold air moving counterclockwise and close to the poles can weaken when it's winter in the Northern Hemisphere. That sends cold Arctic air southward, which just led to the coldest air in decades across the United States. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado plumbers had a busy weekend after the state's dip into below zero temperatures froze pipes for some residents. Mick Morgan, plumbing manager at Brothers Plumbing, Heating and Electric, says the frigid weather extended beyond Colorado.
It's been an interesting couple days. Not only am I having to deal with, you know, a lot of frozen pipe issues, I'm also getting calls from Texas. They're so desperate to talk to a plumber, they're reaching out nationwide to try to just get some answers and some help.
Millions of people in Texas have been without power after a freezing snowstorm. Colorado saw temperatures of 12 below zero. In even colder places like Minnesota, the temperature fell to minus 28. Cold weather has delayed 133,000 COVID-19 vaccines meant for Colorado. They were supposed to arrive from Tennessee starting yesterday. The state health department is helping vaccine providers adjust their plans to make sure that clinics and appointments aren't canceled. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.